Hello, you're listening to the Regen Radio Podcast with DJ Morgana. I'm starting off today with brand new Android Lust off of the single Dragonfly from Project Records. This track is Whole Solution, and it is the alternative mix. Coming up next, an interview with Aria about her new album, Flicker.
Oh, I'm going to talk to her a little bit about her new release, Flicker, which is out on Alpha Matrix Records. Make sure you pick up your new copy from stormingthebass.com
or area.com
and check out her website at area.com. So I guess the first thing I want to do is say hi, welcome.
Hello, DJ Morgana.
And I wanted to talk first about the new album Flicker, because this is your second release as Area, your second full-length release, and it's a special release for you because you did all of the music yourself on this album. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the creation of this album Flicker?
Okay, well, I started writing songs for this in January of 2004, and it was right after coming off the road from touring with Raised in Black and Gliss. And in the past on Debris, I collaborated mostly with Sean from Gliss, and after we came back from tour, we're just separated so much by distance. He's in Seattle, I was in Toronto, and he had his own project, so I wasn't gonna just let that kind of get in my way from not working on stuff, so I just picked up some new skills. I picked up my electric guitar, which is my main writing tool since I was 16.
And you also had experience writing yourself on Debris as well, didn't you?
Yes.
Write a couple of the songs on there with Sean.
Exactly. Actually, the track Disease was written many years ago by myself, and we collaborated a lot on the song Debris. A lot of songs I already have vocal melodies written, and I'll have like a synth line in my head that, you know, until now I couldn't program or get out because I didn't have the hardware or software or knowledge how to do it. But as of 2004, I kind of said, okay, now
Starlight
I conquered
Starlight Mansion Studios was born.
It was not born, it was expanded.
Ah,
it's
okay.
Always been called that, so I bought a keyboard. I bought my Nordlead 2. I had help learning Reason and Cubase and recording techniques, and just started writing songs. I think the first one I actually wrote was Lovely Day, which was track 13 off the CD.
Cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not perfect at it yet, but I'm learning and getting better.
Well, I guess then you got the assistance for some of the production from your new bandmate, Joe Beyer.
Yes. I met Joe a few years ago, actually. He did a remix. His project is called Void, and his remix is featured on the limited disc of Debris. He did Mercury Rising, and we just became friends through that, and I needed someone to do live synth for me for shows where there was no way I could fly people up from Seattle to do local one-off shows, and he became my East Coast keyboardist, and we kind of started collaborating more and more. He's actually, you know, help me get set up with Reason and those kind of products that I was using. And after I was finished writing a lot of the stuff, I took it to him and said, you know, I really like production help. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've collaborated a lot. And he's a big part of this album, like why, like the final output and the sound that it has. You know, like I wrote all the songs this time. I'm like really proud to say that. I wrote and programmed everything.
You go, girl.
Yeah. But without his like final touches, you know, he really made it come to life after that.
Mm, and I think even the best artists always have help with production, so
yeah, it's nothing to be ashamed of. Boys, girls, anyone. A lot of, you know, the final element is kind of taking a step back and letting someone else work with you to produce it, or, you know, mastering it is another step that, you know, usually shouldn't be done by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You need fresh ears, and I don't know, I've always loved collaborating more with people. It was really good to kind of turn into myself and write these songs just to like see that I could do it and structure songs and write more than just vocal melodies. And I was proud of myself, but of course I love collaborating more than anything. I like other people's ideas with my voice, so.
And I think I would not be the only one to say that you've done a fantastic job.
And we've been listening to Saint Edith off of the new CD Flicker. Absolutely one of my favorite songs on the new album.
So
industrial scene, do you find that this definitely is more empowering or opens more doors for you when you start writing your own music?
Writing my own music opens doors so that, like, people are actually asking me for remixes now, which I'm not totally prepared to, because it takes me longer to work on stuff because I am like still learning a lot of things too. I'm used to just being asked for guest vocals, but that's kind of a cool thing to then be asked for, oh, we like the sound of your music too, not just your voice. So
great,
definitely empowering.
Okay, we're gonna play a track off of the new album now, and then we'll come back with more from Aria in a minute.
This is Counterblow off of the new album Flicker on the Regen Radio podcast.
Yeah.
I'm back with Jennifer of Area. You're listening to the Regen Radio Podcast with DJ Morgana.
So the next thing I wanted to ask you was, now that Flickr is finished, it must be a huge sense of relief to have that behind you and to have put out this album that you've written yourself. Do you have high aspirations now for what's coming up in the next year? Do you have tours planned, new album planned? I guess maybe it's a little premature to ask, but tell us what's up for Area in 2006.
Right now I'm gonna be playing a lot more shows to end out this year. I didn't play that many this year because we were working so hard on Flickr all of winter. I didn't accept many show offers until May came up when I had the chance to go again to San Francisco and play with the Azoic and Cyclone 9. Then I guess, this summer finishing Flickr. But for the remainder of this fall and beginning of winter, I'm going back out to the West Coast. I'm gonna have my Revenge on the West tour. I'm gonna do about 4, maybe 5 dates along the West, and that's pretty much confirmed. I'm also playing in London, Ontario again before that trip, and I'm playing Montreal with Electronic Veterans Frontier 4-2. I'm like super excited about this experience. I get to open for them in a great city like Montreal. And as for 2006, I want to continue touring. I don't know the locations yet, definitely the US again, and I guess I gotta get back to the East Coast to balance it out, and maybe middle. And I'd like to do Europe. Also, starting to work on the new album, which I think my aspirations for the third album are even higher than this one, because Flickr, I love every track off it, but it was totally a learning experience. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, you keep wanting to take things further and go, okay, so we did that. What am I gonna do next? Right. And, you know, I keep getting ideas, and I'm inspired by a lot of new music right now as well, so. That's all I can plan, really.
And our listeners may want to know what spins in Jennifer Parkin's CD player these days.
Right now I'm obsessed with a band called IMX, and what it is a solo project from Chris from the Sneaker Pimps.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I never thought I could like Sneaker Pimps after the singer departed, because I'm very fond of female vocals. But the project IMX is just blowing me away right now. And then I have my staples that I always listen to, like always listening to Xeromancer, things like, I'm always listening to Nitzer, I'm always listening to a lot of 80s stuff still.
You don't get sick of it?
No, Industrial too, with the new Rotor Sand, that's really good. New Mind in the Box, 9 Inch Nails.
So let's review for the listeners the upcoming live shows. That will be Friday, November 26th at Descent Nightclub in London, Ontario. So check that out at descentlondon.com. All of the dates are at area.com, AYRIA.com. About your experience from your trip to Europe when you did your show in Wales this past September. This was your first trip overseas, I understand?
Yes, it was. I've never been to Europe, never been outside of this continent, and we had the chance to go play in Cardiff, Wales at their first ever annual Interzone Festival. Landed in London, went to Wales, and played with other bands, Psyche, Score, Synthetic, and B2A. We had a great time, and we actually headlined it, and I think because we were from so far away, and it was our UK debut. And we ended up going to London after, too. We just made a trip of it, because it was just one show. And London was incredible. We went to famous club Slimelight, and would like to play London, but there's always next time.
Are you going to bug your label to get you a European tour for 2006?
I would love to. They don't really act as our booking agency. Mm-hmm. I just have to make more connections out there, but want an Area show in Europe.
Well, if anyone out there is listening that knows promoters in Europe, be sure to tell them to email jennifer@area.com. Set up some Euro dates.
Yes, get us over there.
All right, well, I think I'll have one last question for Jennifer. Jen, have you ever seen the movie Gia?
I forgot this was on. It's obvious that you're hitting on me right now.
That's an inside joke. I'm sorry, we had to say that part. And again, I hope that the listeners out there will go catch some of the live shows and check out the website at area.com.
Thank you very much for interviewing me.
This is the title track, Flicker, on the Regen Radio Podcast. We'll be right back. Radio. We'll be right back.
This is Daniel from Massiven Mensch, and you're listening to the Regen Podcast with DJ Morgana at regenmag.com.
Brought to you by DJ Morgana and Regen Magazine. RegenMag.com.